Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 175 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to play Husband Tag. Have you ever heard of Husband Tag?
Me neither. It's the first time I've heard of it.
We were going to try to do an episode about Starfleet Academy because Haunt Cub asked us to, and he is one of our two listeners. I think his husband is the other one, but this one was already prepared like 3 weeks ago, so maybe we'll do that one next week.
Yeah, so we can do our homework and watch the show, or I'll do my homework and watch the show, because I know you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okie dokie.
Where did we meet?
Online. Is that what
online?
You mean?
Online? Which line?
Internet.
The grocery store line?
No. You know what I mean. When you say that's where we met? On an app?
Yeah. I don't remember which one.
Growler.
It was? Do they still exist?
I don't know. I haven't been on it since me and you hooked up. Kind of found you and didn't need to be on there anymore. Yeah.
And that's the worst way to meet anybody that you want to have a long-term relationship with.
Yeah, we kind of got lucky, didn't we? Well, I guess.
You did.
Oh, I did? You didn't? Okay. So we're going that way with it now? All right. I think we both got lucky.
What was your first impression of me?
That you were cute.
Cute. That's what I was going for.
No, I thought you were hot. I thought, you were hot. How about you and me?
I sort of reserved my judgment until you took your shirt off.
And then?
And I thought, this guy's interesting.
Okay, there you go. Because I have a hairy chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if I didn't have a hairy chest?
Well, if I wanted to fuck a girl.
You're terrible. All right. When did you meet my family?
Oh, God, it was several years ago.
Several years, yeah. Well, because they live out of state.
Yeah.
So, I think I met your family.
It was the day my father killed himself, wasn't it?
No. I met them before that. Yeah. Oh. We had Christmas and all that beforehand. Because we met in November, and then I remember it was after Christmas that I met your family. Because I remember calling and talking to you on Christmas, but I didn't meet your family yet because you were up there with another. You were up there with Kuma and.
I don't know. That was like 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah,
I can't remember breakfast.
Longer than that, yeah. So, okay.
How long have we been together?
2000.
I think we just answered that.
Well, 2013 we started.
We've been married 10 years this year.
Yeah, I lost my leg in 2013. 2012 we met. Yeah.
So what's the math on that?
13 years.
Oh, lucky 13.
So, yeah. 13 years of bliss.
And we're still doing it.
Happily. So.
Do we have any traditions?
Do we?
Right off the top of my head, I can't think of any, but I'm sure we have a bunch.
Probably, but yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, either. I don't know.
A tradition is like something you do every year, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Have sex?
But we have sex more than once a year. I don't think... Do we have any traditions, really?
We sort of celebrate our wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Especially this year. It was our 10th year.
Yeah. I mean, we do birthdays for each other and stuff like that. I mean, but...
Never, like, Valentine's.
No.
That's just...
No, I remember I brought the bear home for you last year, and you're like, we don't do Valentine's Day. Okay. That's what I get for bringing a teddy bear home for Valentine's Day. So, but, yeah, I don't think... I don't know. They'll dawn on me later on, probably.
Yeah.
What was our first road trip?
Well, we had several trips to the lake. I think that was shortly after I got the car. And I bought a state permit, which I don't think... I've continued to buy every year, and I don't think we've used since then.
But it's not all that expensive, is it?
Oh, no. It's like $15.
Yeah.
And they add it to your
registration.
Yeah, your tags. Car vehicle tag.
Yeah.
We also went to, I think it's called Red Rock, is it?
Yeah.
The place that looks like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Mm-hmm.
We've done that. We went up on Cortez.
Oh, Cortez Castle, yes.
Cortez Castle we went to.
And the Mushroom Rocks up there.
Mushroom Rocks, we went up there.
Lynchburg.
Lynchburg, we've been up there. We've been up to Lake Annapolis.
Never anything out of state here.
Kansas City.
Well, we went there and then came right back because you got sick.
Well, we stayed the one time. We stayed overnight, remember? We went to the aquarium.
Yeah, that was when you got sick.
Well, we went up the one time, came right back, got sick, and then we went up and stayed the night and actually went to the aquarium the next day and went to eat and all that.
I think that was all the same.
Mm-hmm. The one time we went up and turned around, got sick, stayed sick all night, and drove back the very next day. But then we went up about a month later, and I felt better, drove up, stayed the day, stayed two nights instead of just the one night, and went to
the... I remember the aquarium, but I thought that was all in the road trip.
And then we went to the Italian restaurant that we both really enjoyed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So I'd like to do that again. I really would. So we'll have to make an effort to do that.
What was the first thing you noticed about me? I've already answered this one.
Yeah, I think we both did, didn't we?
What did you notice about me? My enormous penis?
Yeah, because you would just walk around with it hanging out all the time. I don't know. I remember you had a hat on that said bear.
I put that on because I told you that's how you can find me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I guess I do wear that sometimes.
Yeah, you haven't worn it in a long time, though.
Well, I have a better hat now that keeps me cool.
Yeah.
What pisses you off?
Oh, God, where do we start?
The podcast every week?
No. Besides politics?
I guess we're supposed to answer this about the other, aren't we?
I don't know. I think we're doing okay so far.
Okay. Trump pisses you off.
Yeah, very much so. He pisses you off too, doesn't he?
Oh,
Not like me.
I think of him kind of like a clown.
Yeah. You don't let him get to him as much as I let him get to me.
I don't pity him the way I pity the clowns, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Trump pisses me off. Everyone knows that. Mean people.
Entitlement pisses me off.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, nothing really... You really don't get mad. You're a very laid-back person.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say I get mad easily?
Have I ever seen you mad?
I don't know. Have you?
Not that I can remember.
Hmm. You see me. You had to see me mad.
I guess. I do know that there's a difference between you being mad in general and being mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I try to recognize that you're very rarely mad at me.
Very rarely, very rarely that I get mad at you. But yeah, under circumstances, I get pissed off.
That doesn't work necessarily the other way, because when I get angry, you always assume that it's you that I'm angry with.
I've gotten better about that, though. But yeah, I try not to let my temper get to me, but it takes a lot to get my temper going. But I don't think you've ever seen me lose my temper. It's not pretty, so that's why I try not to do it. But I think I've honestly lost my temper maybe a handful of times in my life, but it's not pretty, and I don't like being that way. It's not a good sight. I try to steer clear of that.
I know some of your customers piss you off.
Oh, yeah. A lot. Especially yesterday when it was super cold outside. It's like, stay the F home. But
my customers never piss me off.
Well, you don't...
IT does.
Yeah.
The company that they hired to do the IT is just...
They're inept.
A waste of breath and time and money.
Yeah.
I have learned that when I submit a ticket, I not only need to tell them the problem, I need to also tell them how to fix it.
That's ridiculous.
Because they won't give me the privileges to fix it myself.
Mm.
And if I just write the problem, they'll spend a week having meetings and
really?
When I know exactly what to do in almost every case, so
wow.
I've learned to... state the problem, state the solution, and put on the ticket the name of the group that it needs to be routed to, because there's so many different things that everybody there only knows their little specific thing, and it takes them a while to figure out who that is.
Wow. So they're completely inept.
Completely, yeah.
Wow.
Well, they've been replaced.
Oh, have they?
By another company, and I'm really impressed with them.
Oh, okay, good.
So far, anyway.
Is another overseas group or
no? They're not. Yeah, they've replaced the
other. Okay.
The company that that I have been dealing with for all these years is a auditor for our company now, and they can't be both a customer and an auditor.
Okay.
So they lost.
They lost that contract. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
Let's see. What am I on? Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite feature about each other. Your big Irish.
How do I know you're gonna say that? Same thing about you then. So, no, that's not my favorite thing about you. It's one of my favorite things about you. I don't know. I just your overall personality. No, I just love you.
I think I'm a stabilizing influence.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. So.
I think I'm most impressed with your ability to put up with me.
What do you mean? What's there to put up with?
That's a good way to look at it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think I put up with you. You have your quirks, I have mine. So,
and I think in order for you to decide what to do in a situation, you go, what would Bear do, and then do the opposite.
I do not. You're such a
That's probably because we're just completely opposite in every possible way.
Yeah, but I mean, we balance each other out. I mean, we're very good at keeping an even keel.
And your pluses are my minuses, and vice versa.
What am I good at?
I just looked at that question. What am I good at? What am I good at? Nothing that I can think of. What are you good at?
Nothing I can think of either. It's hard being self aware of.
Hard being so perfect, isn't it?
Well, no, I mean, if we were good at things, we'd going to have a hard time finding. If we were perfect, we're going to have a hard time saying things that we're good at. I don't know. I think I'm just a good person in general.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think I have a good heart.
You're not evil.
Yeah. So I think you're the same way. I think you're a very caring person. So.
Okay. What am I not good at?
Talking.
Is that why this podcast is such a struggle every time?
Well, you talk more in the podcast than you do the rest of the week.
So it's been kind of a dearth for a while. It's been 3 weeks since
we've actually talked. Yeah, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. What am I not good at? Keeping a sleep schedule.
That's true.
I don't. I you know me. I just sleep whenever I do. It's like last night. I fell asleep watching the fights last night, and then I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was up since. That's why, like, when you woke up at say or like 5 o'clock, when you got dizzy or whatever, that's why I was already up. I was up. I was standing here watching TV. I couldn't sleep. So that's why I was in the bedroom so quickly checking on you. That's why there's times where I'll sleep during the day and I'll be up all night, or yeah, I have no sleep schedule whatsoever.
That's supposed to be really bad for you.
Yeah, I know. But whereas you are super regimented. But I have to chase you off the bed, though, sometimes. You'll get sidetracked at night.
Well, there's things I've got to do, and there's only so many hours.
Well, you get on Mastodon, though, too, and we'll sit there and pick around on there later than you should be. So don't sit there and say there's things you need to get done. you play on the computer a little bit too later. It's just like when I'll start watching a movie or something like that at 11 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? And they'll wonder why I was up till 2 in the morning.
Well, I think the secret to, I don't watch movies much anymore, but I watch a lot of YouTube, and most of it's short form stuff, but some of it's long. And the TV has a thing where you can just turn the picture off.
Oh, okay.
So, and it has a timer. You can set it to turn off in half an hour, an hour, or two hours. Or whatever. So I set it to turn off in like 2 hours, and I turn the picture off and just listen to it. And it keeps my mind from going off in bizarre places and lets me fall asleep.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm looking at the screen, I probably won't fall asleep. What do we argue about most?
Do we argue?
Like every couple, we've occasionally argued about money. Yeah. But we've figured out the answer to that is separate accounts.
But I mean, we haven't done that in forever. And then, I mean, other than that, we don't argue about really anything. Do I mean, I can't recall the last time we even got into an argument. The
last time we had a really bad argument, we agreed not to talk about it ever again, so.
That's true.
Yeah. I think we should move on.
Okay.
Who wears the pants in the relationship? The listeners can't.
I'm pointing
hear
to you.
You pointing.
Yeah, I'm pointing to you. Would you agree with that?
So you wear the skirt?
I don't think any of us wear a skirt. I just think you're more the leader, I would say.
I wouldn't say leader. I would say organizer.
Yeah.
I keep us organized.
Yeah, I'm more of a fly by the seat of the pants. You're more very calculated.
Yeah, I couldn't live that way.
No, I think it drives you crazy that I'm that way. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I took away your fidget toy.
Yes, you did. But I can go grab the fidget spinner that's right there. Yeah. But I think that's part of our personalities that balance each other out, too.
Probably.
But yeah, you're more of the organizer, so. Whereas I am more of a...
Just show up and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, that makes life exciting. He's giving you odds to...
Do I have any weird obsessions? I think I have more weird obsessions now than I ever had in my life. It's mainly because I just have a job that gives me the income to do weird things.
You're obsessed with your knickknacks. Mm-hmm. Your
gadgets.
Your gadgets and stuff like that. And that's fine. Like you said, we have separate accounts. You can do whatever you want with your money, so I don't care. It makes you happy, but your little gadgets that you get from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, you're really into flashlights.
Yeah.
So, and then you've always been into magnets.
And chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah.
Power lines. Do I have any weird obsessions?
Sports.
Yeah.
That's just so weird, so bizarre.
Okay.
I can't imagine.
Nicknames for each other. Duh, the name of the show. Pretty easy.
Let's go over that again for somebody who hasn't listened to the last 150 episodes.
Okay, nicknames for each other?
Mm-hmm.
So I call you Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And you call me Kura.
Mm-hmm. And I think Bear seems pretty obvious if you look at me, but Kura, nobody knows what that is.
No, explain it.
In fact, nobody knows how to pronounce it.
No.
Kura is... the word for champion in Gaelic.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Notre Dame banner over there that says, play like a champion today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's why I named you Kura.
Okay. There we go. Very self-explanatory.
I don't think so.
No, you're right. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, because unless you're fluent in Gaelic. But no, I love the nickname, so.
And they say couples that have nicknames for each other do better.
Yeah, that's good.
If I'm watching TV, what are you watching?
What am I watching? Sports.
Mm-hmm. Sports.
What are you watching? Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
And if it's Christmas time, A Christmas Carol?
Yes. Although this year...
You
this
didn't
last,
do it this year,
I did
you?
Not, no.
You didn't watch one?
Most years, I watch every version of A Christmas Carol I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
But this year, I did not.
You didn't watch one?
No.
Really? Wow.
YouTube kept trying to push him at me, but I didn't watch him.
Okay.
What drink do I order when we go out to eat?
Diet Cola.
You said that right.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I ask for a Diet Cola at a restaurant, they go, is Pepsi okay?
Yeah. Pepsi product or Diet or Coke product, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of people don't know what cola is.
I mainly say that because I don't care which products they have at that restaurant. Mm-hmm. I just want a cola.
Yeah. Well, now they have Diet Dr. Pepper, stuff, you know what I mean, so.
I guess that's a cola, but.
Yeah.
You don't
view it that way.
I very rarely get it.
No, I don't think I've ever seen you drink a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Hmm. You ordered tea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what size shoe do I wear?
Based on your penis size, about a 14?
No. No. I wear a size 11.
Hmm.
You wear 12, don't you?
I have no idea. I haven't bought shoes. I just put on shoes until I find one that fits.
Yeah, it's a 12.
Okay.
Okay. What is
one talent I have?
I don't know. That's a tough question. How about me?
Cock sucking.
See, I was going to go there. I don't know, Bear. You're good at a lot of things.
You're good at putting up with me.
Yeah.
It is quite a struggle, I'm sure.
No. You have your perks. I mean, you have your little quirks and I have my quirk. We're both pretty laid back.
But as far as a talent, you know, like something you would do on stage, I don't think I have any.
You're a good computer program. You're an excellent computer program. That's a talent.
I think that's an occupation rather than a talent.
Yeah, but you...
If I wasn't paid to do it, I don't know that I would do it. At least not anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of. I guess every once in a while, like I wrote a program a while back that takes whatever's on the clipboard and puts it on the screen and lets me save it to a file, because I do that so often, and there I couldn't find a program that did it exactly the way I wanted, so I wrote one.
I guess one talent I have is I can draw.
Mm-hmm.
Draw and sketch, so.
I can't draw flies.
Okay. What would I eat every day if I could? I would say for you, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, probably. Although I haven't since all the problems with my teeth. For you, a Nathan's hot dog.
I'm surprised you didn't say ice cream.
I try to not think about that.
Yeah, okay.
What is my favorite type of music?
You really don't, but you like ELO, don't you?
I know what that is, but I don't think I've ever listened to any of their music.
I thought you did for some reason.
You're thinking of Alan Parsons Project.
Okay, that's, you're right.
And everybody knows that the music you listen to in your teenagers is the best music in the world, and the rest of the music is crap.
I'd agree with that.
You listen to, one of those boy bands that has the young kids in it.
Blink-182?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not young anymore. They are my age, so. But yeah, that's one of my favorite bands. I'm surprised you know that.
I know lots of things about you.
Okay. What's my favorite sports team, then?
I think there's only 49 of them.
Very good. And there's enough stuff in the house to figure it out. Yeah, you don't have any sports teams, so that was easy.
I guess null is the answer.
Yeah.
What is my eye color?
Brown.
Because close to the top.
Yeah. Mine's brown. That's easy.
Who is my best friend?
You don't have a best friend. Well, me.
No. We're lovers. We've never been friends. We've
always been lovers.
Pretty much, yeah.
Steve is probably your best friend.
What did we call him? I thought we had a name for him. Well, yeah, until he died.
Until he died, yeah. Who's my best friend?
Either your boss or the fag hag at the bar.
Angela?
Both women, yeah.
Yeah, probably. You're right.
Where am I from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wrong.
Wrong. Boston.
Wrong.
Texas.
I was born in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, okay. So I got the third...
On third try. Oh, that's good. I'll bet you were born in New Jersey.
Very good. Yep.
What kind of cake would you bake me on my birthday?
I have no idea.
You know, whatever they have at the bakery.
Whatever's on sale. Whatever's on sale. Me and you aren't both... We're not cake eaters. We're not...
No, I guess not.
I mean, it's okay, but I mean, when was the last time we even bought a cake?
I think we bought cupcakes for Christmas, and I was going to bring them home, and I forgot them.
But yeah, I mean, neither one of us are really that big of a cake fan, so.
What sports do I play?
You don't play any sports.
No, we established no.
Yeah.
And your sports, I haven't, you were in crew, but I haven't actually seen you play anything.
Well, yeah, I don't any longer, but I used to play them all. I used to play baseball, basketball, football, crew. So.
What can I spend hours doing?
Picking your nose.
I've never, ever in my life picked my nose. If I could pick my nose, I would have picked a smaller one.
What can you spend hours doing? Playing on your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about me? Watching sports?
Watching sports, yes.
So there we are. We're pretty, pretty boring. Any final thoughts?
This wasn't as fun as I thought it would be.
No, I thought it was going to be a little bit better. So,
maybe that's why.
Yeah. There's no really big
surprise. There was no revelations in there, except for Fort Worth.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe this would have been fun, something fun if we did.
12 years ago?
Yeah, when we first met or something like that, so. But we weren't doing a podcast then, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you got a joke for me this week?
Yes. What happens if a redhead tops you?
I don't even want to know what.
You get gingerbread.
Oh, my God. That's cute. That is funny. All right.
This was episode 175 of the Bear and Cur podcast. This is Bear.
This is Cur.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Cur podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.